This is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Stem cells and the future of healthcare. Although the medical field of stem cell research is in its infancy, its potential for improving healthcare around the world is unprecedented. In the next generation of medicine, there is no doubt that new procedures and methodologies using stem cells will change the way that people all across America and the globe live. What is a stem cell? Stem cells are literally the building blocks of a human being. Stem cells are cells which contain the genetic code to build something larger than themselves. When a human being is conceived, it begins as a microscopic ball of these stem cells. Over time, these cells differentiate and develop into the various cells, tissues, and organs that an organism must have to survive. By investing our time and energy in researching stem cells, we are able to observe how a human is formed one tiny step at a time. Research involving stem cells and how to utilize them effectively in a medical environment will eventually change the way that physicians and surgeons practice medicine and conduct patient care. Although human beings have an amazing capacity for regeneration, there are limitations to the ways in which an adult stem cell can repair injured tissue or organs. For example, neurons have an extremely limited capacity to heal and regenerate. There's evidence that stem cells have the ability to regenerate tissue in ways that are simply impossible for adult stem cells because of their immature state. Because of the unique nature of stem cells, in the future, the potential for stem cells to be utilized in order to repair or replace damaged organs and tissues has the ability to significantly alter the way that we treat everything from cancer to arthritis. There are numerous ways in which stem cells may improve the way that we practice medicine. A number of medical afflictions have the terrible capacity to destroy tissue to an extent that regrowth and rehabilitation is not possible. By manipulating stem cells, it will likely be possible to stimulate the regrowth of tissues and organs like the liver and kidneys that the body no longer has the ability to repair on its own. There is even potential that sometime in the future, stem cells may be used to completely regrow new organs for transplantation, vastly reducing the risk of rejection and reducing the need to wait on donor organs. Researchers hypothesize that numerous diseases which are considered incurable today will likely find their cure via stem cell research. The benefits of stem cell replacement can potentially lead to amazing changes in the way that we treat cancer, arthritis, stroke, heart disease, spinal cord damage, diabetes, burns, and even neurological disorders such as Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's. In addition to the potential benefits provided by stem cell treatments themselves, stem cells are currently being used in order to foster an enhanced understanding of how our genetics contribute to the initial stages of cellular development. By studying this initial stage of development at a cellular level, we will be able to more fully realize exactly how certain cells and cellular constructs develop improperly, contributing to both birth defects and cancer. Through a more complete understanding of stem cell replication and differentiation, medical researchers will gain vital insights as to how to eliminate the spread of many of these diseases of early development. What are the goals of modern stem cell research? At this stage in stem cell research, physicians and researchers are looking to enhance the effectiveness of current medical treatments and find ways to treat patients while diminishing the invasive nature of many forms of current treatment. Although ideally, medical professionals would like to see stem cells used from the patient, current stem cell treatments are generally administered using cells received from a donor. Although these cells still have the potential to provide significant benefits, the ideal stem cells would come from the patient being treated. Even with modern techniques to prevent rejection, there is still the potential that the immune system of the patient will reject the donor's stem cells. As we learn more about adult stem cells, we will eventually be able to treat a patient with his or her own stem cells. By using a patient's own stem cells, the risk of rejection drops significantly. After the treatment forms and develops, it could be transplanted to a target area of the body in need of treatment, where it could restore function lost through tissue damage. 2. A technique known as therapeutic cloning could be used in order to create embryos full of immature stem cells, which would be identical to those of the individual. 3. A third technique to use stem cells for therapeutic advantage would be to encourage stem cells contained within the body naturally to perform healing functions. One scientific hypothesis is that it may be possible to design medications which would encourage a certain form of stem cell to multiply therapeutically within the patient. This form of treatment would reduce the need to go under the knife in order to gain therapeutic benefit of stem cell therapy. At face value, the potential of benefits of stem cells seems endless. Would it not be possible to utilize stem cells to heal or replace damaged or destroyed tissue within the patient? In order to reveal the true healing capacity of stem cells treatment, there are a number of questions which must be answered first. How effective will stem cell treatments be in long term? One of the primary reasons that we grow older is because our cells themselves age for a variety of reasons. An important question that must be answered is if adult stem cell treatments will malfunction or lose efficiency faster than cells naturally formed by the human body. There is limited evidence regarding the long-term potential of stem cell therapy. What can we do to make sure that stem cell treatments don't develop into uncontrolled tumors? Stem cells harvested from embryos are genetically designed to divide repeatedly and not develop differentiation. In order for stem cell treatment to be effective, scientists have to be able to manipulate the stem cells into a desired form of differentiation. If the goal of differentiation is not reached, this has the potential to lead to tumor formation because the embryo will continue to divide and flood its immediate area with more undifferentiated cells. In order for embryonic stem cells to be an effective treatment, they must be effectively and tightly controlled. In both adult and embryonic stem cells, if the genes within the cells are not guided and regulated properly, it may lead to tumor development. There are questions regarding how stem cells will act when they have been active in a laboratory environment before transplantation. There is a possibility that these cells may differentiate in a different way than stem cells that have been harvested directly from the patient. What would cause this? The majority of cells in the human physiology are not designed for infinite revision, and they definitely aren't designed to develop in a sterile laboratory environment. Numerous types of tissue, such as stem cells and blood cells, have particular biological processes which control differentiation, division, and apoptosis after a certain length of time. These cues are the result of biological signals received from the entire environment of an organ or organism. In order for cells to divide indefinitely in a laboratory environment, the process of normal development must be stalled. The way that scientists achieve this form of artificial growth is to house the cells in a solution which contains the nutrients vital for their survival, as well as proteins which encourage their reproduction. In the majority of these environments, many of these developmental signals that exist in a living environment do not exist in the lab. Evidence shows that some kinds of cells don't react as well to this type of environment as others. A certain percentage of the cells will not survive, and the cells which are more effectively designed to withstand non-finite growth will propagate. After a certain number of divisions in vitro, the cells which remain could hypothetically evolve so much that they are no longer able to react effectively to the normal signals provided in its natural physiological ecosystem. There are even theories that keep stem cells in vitro for an extended period of time could even alter the genetic structure of the cells. These changes could encourage the development of tumorous growths. Recreating the body's natural ecosystem within a lab is one of the most difficult aspects of stem cell research. It is actually one of the primary goals of global stem cell research across the globe. In order for stem cell treatments to be maximally effective, we will have to learn how to store and develop stem cells in an environment which closely mimics that of its location within our body. Importance of the NANOG protein. There are important studies and advances in recent years which give hope that we can extend the usefulness of stem cells, even those that have remained in vitro for an extended period of time. Recently, stem cell researchers have discovered exactly how stem cells can persist in their undifferentiated state for an infinite period of time. The study was endowed by a charity known as the Wellcome Trust, which specializes in providing independent funding to a novel research regarding the enhancement of human and animal life and longevity. Researchers have discovered a unique protein which has the ability to preserve non-differentiated stem cells. Another name for these cells are pluripotent stem cells. This means that the stem cells have the ability to evolve into a multitude of different types of tissue. Although scientists for years have suspected that NANOG played a special role in the control of differentiation, researchers from Cambridge have discovered that NANOG is actually the mechanism which controls the development and differentiation of stem cells. By enhancing scientific knowledge regarding NANOG, researchers are able to more fully understand the mechanisms by which stem cells function, and the more that we understand stem cells, the more safely that we will be able to use them for more and greater medical treatments. NANOG had been previously hypothesized, but was not isolated until a decade ago, when it was discovered to play a significant role in the maintenance of pluripotency. Although researchers recognized its importance, they could not yet pinpoint exactly how NANOG prevented differentiation in stem cells. In this Cambridge study, scientists were able to demonstrate that NANOG is the linchpin of a complex balance of protein and gene maintenance, which maintains the stem cells in the pluripotent stage. Without the presence of NANOG, stem cells cannot remain indefinitely undifferentiated. Also, without the influence of NANOG, it is impossible to recalibrate fully developed cells into a state of pluripotence. The specific period in which Nanog must be present is during the last stage of reprogramming. Without the presence of Nanog, the stem cells get locked into a partial state of development. One medical representative from the Wellcome Trust Center, Dr. Silva, explains that the medical research demonstrates that Nanog has the specific power to maintain the property of non-differentiation indefinitely. In order to more fully recognize the influence of Nanog, researchers must study more deeply into the function of Nanog in order to determine exactly how the protein influences early development during the embryonic stage. In order to expand the usefulness of stem cell therapies to a greater variety of potential treatments, it is vital to understand exactly how stem cells thrive in a pluripotent state, as well as how they differentiate. Nanog research is an important gateway into the future of stem cell utilization. By understanding the pluripotent nature of stem cells, researchers hope to one day be able to convert adult stem cells back to their early forms so that they can be used in order to treat a variety of medical conditions more effectively and more cheaply than we ever thought possible. Rather than be stuck with limited sources of stem cells, such as those acquired from donors or those acquired from embryonic stem cells, scientists could revert adult stem cells into stem cells, then convert them into other vitally needed types of tissue, such as nerve cells or kidney cells. If scientists are able to make these hypotheses realities, then numerous chronic diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's could be treated more effectively, or even one day completely cured. With the success of this research, we may one day be able to live far longer than we ever thought imaginable. This article was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to visit HGH.TV or contact the Conscious Evolution Institute today. Thank you very much.